I wouldn't say heartbreaker. I said at the end of the day, we lost the match for one reason only, was that the attitude of the players in the first half was terrible. They thought, they looked at the team sheet, thought, young Dunfermline side, oh, we'll be fine, we'll just turn up and win the game. And I warned them, I'd seen this, these youngsters come on with half an hour to go against East Fife and turn the game round, and same against Raith Rovers. They're good players, they're enthusiastic, and we give them a sloppy goal. It's not a penalty, everybody knows, even the Dunfermline players, it's a yard outside the box, so that gave them the lift they needed. But I mean, second half, we've got chance after chance after chance. We're talking about the quality of the crossing. Some of it was good, some of it was indifferent. And, you know, we should have put the game to bed. But due to the resilience and the hunger and the honesty, the young Dunfermline players, they hung in there and hung in there. And you miss chance after chance. And then the cardinal sin, you give the ball away and the ball's put in the box. And it was a game we talked about either end of the park, that their young lad wanted it more than Ricky Calder. So at the end of the day, you've got to congratulate the young kids and how they've done it. For me, it's great in a way, because I had seven players out there who haven't had a lot of football. And my challenge to them before the game was, go out and show me why you're not in the first team. Show me the desire that you want to get in front of somebody that's been playing in your place. And I thought Welsh and White done well. McCart was fine. The rest of them, nothing. Nothing. Really disappointing them. And they've said that, you know, they've been knocking on my door saying, why am I not playing? Well, I'll tell you what, next time they come, I'll just show them the video of that match. Because that's the bad thing for me tonight. That's the really disappointing aspect of it. I don't mind losing any game. If we play the whole game how we played the second half, then you just, you know, you shake hands with opposition and say, oh, well, that's one of these things. But it was really, for me, I thought the majority of the players first half treated it as a training game. Which is disrespectful to Dunfermline, and it's disrespectful to the fans who paid good money to come tonight to see us defend the trophy that we worked so hard to win last year. So, as I say, we've got a couple of hard days and then coming up, and the lads will get a couple of days off because we're not playing this weekend. And then next week the hard work starts again. But I tell you what, a lot of the guys tonight might not play for a long time if that's what they're going to show me. Okay, cheers. Thank you.